Christian, how would you assess your play tonight and then in the preseason as a whole?
You know, I thought tonight was good. There's some stuff that we obviously got to get better and look at. And, you know, that's what film's for. But it's good to just get as many reps as I did. You know, and that I think that really helped. And, you know, I feel like I learned a lot. I think that's a good starting point.
Is part of it getting a feel for your receivers and using this time to kind of, you know, get ready for the season in that light?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's definitely a big part of it. You know, we have OTAs and then we have camp, but, you know, there's limited reps, there's limited stuff, things like that. So, you know, it's all a process. But, you know, overall, I thought it went well. I thought it was good.
Seems like you've done enough to win the backup job.
You know, that's for coach to decide. You know, again, I go back to everything that I say. It's just one day at a time and trying to get better.
Todd always preaches about how, you know, you've always, as the backup quarterback, you've got to be ready, you've got to be ready. When Josh went down there in the first series, is that just kind of like, you know, confirm it for you that, yes, you do, and will always have to be ready?
Yeah, I mean, that's his game. That's, you know, I mean, you look at Dallas's situation last year. You know, they went through two or three guys, and, you know, Dak went in there and did a good job. So, you know, that's part of the game, and that's your role.
Christian, can you take us through the touchdown pass to Austin?
Yeah, we had man-to-man, and Austin won, made a great catch. You know, it was look we wanted for that specific play, and that was good because we didn't hit that much during camp and stuff like that. So to be able to do it, you know, at that point in time in the game, you know, live rep, I thought that was really good, just as a team overall execution.
It seemed like early on you were able to find some success, get some points. Later, kind of struggled a little bit. Did something change?
You know, I think it's just, you know, we got to figure out what we got to do to be able to maintain that. It starts with me. It starts with everyone. So, you know, we're going to go back and we're going to watch the film and learn from it. But I think, you know, I think overall, you know, it was pretty successful for us and good things to take away to grow from.
Obviously, you know, these last couple of preseason games, you've known you were going to play, that you were going to see sizable action. Mm-hmm. Now with the regular season starting, barring injury, you know, it's going to be on the bench for a little bit. Do you have to change your mindset at all, or, you know, adjust to the fact that you might not see some playing time for a little bit?
No, I mean, I think what you said, you always got to be ready. You know, with your last question, I think, you know, my mindset's got to be the same, and I think all of our mindsets have to be the same. So I think that's the way we're going to keep approaching. We're going to keep trying to get better. We're going to be ready when our numbers call.
How many of a weapon can Austin be this year?
Yeah, Austin's, I mean, he's strong. You know, he does really well in the run game, and that's something that he continues to work at, and I think he takes great pride in, which is a huge part of that position. He's got great hands. He's worked really hard this offseason, and I want to tip my hat to him. You know, he's changed his body, changed his mindset, and you know, I think if you ask any of these guys throughout the spring and into now, you know, Austin would be the most improved guy, and he's shown it every day. So, you know, he's focused, he's hungry, and he's making plays.
Thanks, awesome. Christian.
Thank you all.
Thanks,
appreciate
thank you very much.